So this is from that Batman movie. This is the Penguin. Now, I had no idea that was Colin Farrell. And really my question is why? Why would you have this guy, or, you know, guy, quote unquote, does have the widow's peak. Oh yeah, he does have that FTM look, doesn't he? But why have that person play this character? Why not just get a guy who looks like this to play this character? Why go through all the trouble of this makeup? You know what I mean? When he talks, it sounds like a different person. I guess they're actors, so that's what they do. But like, this doesn't look like a guy wearing a mask at all to me. If you didn't know, you would think, oh, maybe they put a few scars on his face, and that's about it. You know what I mean? So the question is, how many people in the mass media are doing this? Not just for movies, but people playing characters that they show on the news. I mean, if you think about it, the mass media gave us things like 9/11, you know, fictional stories used to control the population. 9/11, COVID, various fake deaths, fake shootings. Why wouldn't they have fake people also? If you'll notice, there's certain characters that pop up in the mass media that don't really stick around for a long time. Kavanaugh is Ford, Ford is Kavanaugh, Einhorn is Finkel, Finkel is Einhorn. If you saw this guy on TV pretending to be a politician, you wouldn't even think he's wearing a mask or anything, right? But check out this character here.
I think the chances are a lot better now than they were immediately after the election, because he got so humiliated. I did not think he would put himself in a position to lose again.
I think this is actually Donald Trump. Now, I'm sure other people have made videos on this. I don't think I had a channel at that time. I think that's Donald Trump. And you may think, well, what about The Voice? Well, what about this voice?
Where do you live? Hey, why don't you come? Where do you live, actually? I can hand deliver a letter to you.
All right, that's not how Colin Farrell usually talks. This is some kind of Masonic ritual. They know they're playing fictional characters. Donald Trump is basically, I would just classify him under controlled opposition. They say what we want to hear, you know, so I'll agree with like 95% of what anyone in the controlled opposition says, like Alex Jones or Donald Trump, Tucker Carlson, another one, etc. I will agree with most of what they say. They usually leave some things unsaid. Their job is to be our voice, but do it in a way that doesn't cause any problems. They'll always kind of quietly recommend people get the injections or something like that. So I think this is Trump. And, you know, doing the androgyny thing, even though Trump probably is a woman anyway, his character is male, so now he's going back to female. The reckoning, our nation's trauma. Trauma, right? Our nation's trauma. So they're talking about trauma-based mind control here. Mary Trump. Mary, mother of God, right? They love the Mary goddess image. And healing us from our trauma. Colin Farrell's transformation. Transformation, the white and the black. Duality, dualism. So the Batman starred this guy here, Robert Pattinson. Science declares Robert Pattinson as most beautiful man in the world. And there's proof, scientific proof, based on sacred geometry. 92.15% exactly to the Greek golden ratio of beauty. Aha. Uh-huh. So they have some kind of formula in their laboratory to achieve the Greek golden ratio of beauty. And he does look like an FTM who's had jaw augmentation, which I'll show you in a minute. Now, their second position was this person here, again with the short, puffy arms, who admitted once to having silicone muscles.
When you walk out, you look like you're wearing one of those fake muscle suits, like the little boys wear with all the foam muscles on them, except I know they're not foam, they're actual human flesh, correct? It's silicone.
And there's a list of the other people here. The usual suspects, Brad Pitt, George Clooney, David Beckham, In fact, all of these people were in one of my recent videos. Idris Elba, Kanye West, and Ryan Gosling, who, yeah, so the usual suspects. But I got a thing here on facial masculinization surgery procedures to achieve a more masculine appearance in the face and body for trans men, which is an FTM, and trans masculine transgender patients. So this is a whole industry, you know, transhumanism and transgenderism, whole big industry. These guys are making lots of money. I guess I'm in the wrong business. So they got forehead lengthening and augmentation, cheek augmentation, jaw contouring, jaw reshaping. They got jaw augmentation surgery, Adam's apple implant, rhinoplasty, which is nasal augmentation, making the nose bigger. They can change the chin. Jaw and mandibular angle enhancement. Angle enhancement. All right, that's what we see on the Batman. We see the angle enhancement. It's basically kind of like fake boobs on a male to female. They have fake jaws, fake chins, fake brow bones, and all that stuff. Yeah, so they got male to female breast surgery. This is the big enchilada here. Sex reassignment surgery. That's a major operation. Then sometimes you got to correct it. top surgery. U-shaped scar technique or an O-shaped scar technique. What kind of scar do you want? Take your pick. And phalloplasty. Plastic phallus. We just saw those recently in one of my videos. A plastic phallus.
I woke up this morning with a bad hangover, and my penis was missing again. This happens all the time. It's detachable.
Hysterectomy, open or endoscope technique, and then metadoidoplasty. Not quite sure what that means. Oh, didn't want to look at that. Oh, help me. Get away from there. Oh, that was disturbing. I am completely traumatized. Now, I am traumatized. That was horrible. That was absolutely traumatizing.
I really don't like being without my penis for too long. It makes me feel like less of a man, and I really hate having to sit down every time I take a leak.
Now, in other superhero news, Natalie Portman's biceps are the breakout stars. She is worthy. Women need to have biceps. There's a whole sub-industry based on this meme now. How Natalie Portman got in serious shape to become the mighty Thor. So apparently the Portman is the female Thor, and now all the women want to look like the Portman. But what they don't know is that Natalie Portman is a man, so it's really not that hard. All they have to do is stop taking the estrogen and go to the gym. Looks like she's been working out. The Portman leaves fans stunned with her muscular physique. Muscular physique. Biceps and the triceps and the shoulder. Oh, there's a muscular physique. It's got that, the Greek golden ratio of beauty. Coming from the Herschlag Fertility Clinic. Here's the character it's based on. The She-Ra type character. Thunder in her veins. Sounds like Thor is going to come out as gay pretty soon here, huh? Now the whole thing is you got to have the gay superheroes and the gender non-binary superheroes, because that's what they want to change us into. And now what's interesting is they changed the Wikipedia page of Natalie Herschlag. And it used to say that her father had a fertility clinic. Now it says that the father was a gynecologist. Well, either way, I guess Mr. Herschlag would be capable of creating a transgendered child actor, a trans actor.
Even though sometimes it's a pain in the ass, I like having a detachable penis.
And a bunch of twins. All right, some people would use the word clone. I think we could also use the word twin. That's the word they use in the Brave New World, twinning. And it doesn't sound as weird, you know what I mean? Twinning. So Natalie Portman, I think, seems to have the most twins of any actor. And there may be some kind of blueprint or something that they're using to create more of them. They've got the secret sauce. This almost looks like the Egyptian version, you know, the Egyptian standard of beauty. But they also have the formula for the Greek. And so they just create multiple twins. There he is, Thor. The one is not the only. The one is not the only, because it has twins. The god of thunder, lightning, storms. So it's basically Baal. Baal is the god of weather, right? And then Baal's wife was the god of fertility. And these gods and goddesses, they kind of change names as they move on to different cultures and different languages, but they retain a lot of the same characteristics. And Ragnarok, of course, is the a great battle foretold to lead to the death of a number of great figures, natural disasters, and a submersion, and the submersion of the world in water. After these events, the world will resurface anew and fertile, a great reset. The surviving and returning gods will meet, and the world will be repopulated by two human survivors. Like after the great reset, the world will be repopulated by a new species. See, this actually ties into the next video I'm going to do, which I will not talk about now. Now that we have a female Thor, we also had the female James Bond, gives the franchise a clever way to usher in a new era. It's a new era, like you mean the Ragnarok era, the Great Reset, Satan's imitation of the apocalypse. And of course, we know this one is just a, we know what's going on there. Not too hard to figure out this one. If you can't figure out what's going on there, don't know what to tell you. Hand in the pockets. Scratch the itch. You get a little itchy down there when they wax off all the hair. You know, you get a little stubble coming in. I would suggest going back to the clinic for a little bit more breast augmentation because you look like a man. Still, you're supposed to transform. This person just put on a bunch of paint on the face. You're supposed to bend the hips out a bit. See, maybe they could hire me as a consultant. But I guess they're doing a pretty good job deceiving the masses without my help. This one is also in a superhero movie, apparently, it looks like. Captain Marvel. They have the shapeshifters, right? Remember that? The shapeshifters. Yeah. The Batman. Oh, and then we got Zoe Kravitz. I forgot to look at that. Son of Lenny Kravitz. And that Cosby tranny. There's the jaw. There's the Robert Pattinson jaw. Ooh, Catman. We got the Batman and the Catman. Now, I just saw a photo that was a good one, but I can't find it. This one. Oh, yeah, there we go. That's the Catman. You got the cat scratch fever. Yeah. Facial feminization surgery. There you go. Straight up and down body shape. Plastic surgery before and after pictures. Sporting the androgynous image. Like father, like son. So this is basically what they want to transform humanity into a bunch of androgynous superheroes. And I will talk about that more in my next video. Oh, this guy here too. What happened to this guy's jaw? You better go, you know, go consult with Robert Pattinson about his jaw. He's got quite the jaw there, that guy. The Pattinson jaw. Probably about $50,000. And you got this guy here, the Penguin. All right, well, I'm kind of tired. But let's watch this one again.
Maybe 3.5 or 4, but I will say it was one of the most exciting, jubilant, celebratory experiences I've had in making pictures in 20 years.
And it wasn't until that transformation happened that we saw Colin really inhabit the character that Matt wrote.
Transformation.
Colin surprised us with an iPhone video footage of when it was the first showing of that.
Where are you from?
Love you. Some of your business. I want to know things about me. Why don't you send me a little email? I'll write you back real quick. Where do you live? Where do you live, actually? I can hand deliver a letter to you. I can hand deliver a letter to you.
People sometimes tell me I should get it permanently attached, but I don't know. Even though sometimes it's a pain in the ass, I like having a detachable penis.